The sole reason I'm here is he saved my son's life 22 years ago.
That's Jeff Weller from St. Michael's, Maryland. In a recent visit with Dr. Ben Carson, Jeff painted a vivid picture of why he is a supporter of the Carson Scholars Fund. It has to do with his son, Patrick.
He had fallen down the stairs in his walker and suffered trauma to his brain. And we struggled for a day or two and hoped at the hospital something would happen. And then I just recall the day that they flew him a short distance to from Pasadena to Hopkins.
Jeff focused on the door from the operating room waiting for Dr. Carson to emerge.
And I do recall a young man, not too much younger than he is today, walking out of the doors coming down the hall. And he walked right around the corner to me as if he knew exactly who I was among 30 or 35 people, my family. And he leaned down and said, "Mr. Well, your son's going to be fine." And it was the most spectacular day of my life. And as my wife will tell you, he saved 3 lives that day.
And now Jeff Weller wants to give back. He's doing it via the Carson Scholars Fund, founded in 1994 by Dr. Carson and his wife, Candy. Some 6,000 students apply in any given year. Amy Warner is executive director of the fund.
Right from the beginning, the goal of the Carson Scholars Fund was to have a Carson Scholar in every school in the country. And that continues to be our goal. We started with just 25 scholars the first year, and they were all located in Maryland. And over the last 16 years, we've gotten into all 50 states. So there's Carson Scholars in all 50 states. And the goal would be not only to have them in every state, but every school in the state.
These students are just exceptional individuals. And what has traditionally happened in our country is we've focused all the attention on the athletes and people like that. But there are academic superstars who are every bit as impressive as anybody who plays basketball or baseball or football.
What Dr. Ben Carson did was address what he considered a crisis in the making. He started looking for students in grades 4 through 11 who had at least a 3.75 GPA and strong humanistic qualities. Amy, why as young as fourth grade?
Dr. and Mrs. Carson thought that it was very important to identify students early. And when you award a fourth grader with a $1,000 scholarship and say, this money is earmarked for college, then they start thinking college is for certain, and that's very important, and they start thinking and planning for their future.
Thousands of applications are scored by volunteer teachers, principals, and scholars. The process begins each October and ends in early March.
Beginning in late March and throughout the month of April and May, we have 9 regional banquets across the country where students are honored, held up as role models, and then also introduced to some local heroes and role models in their communities as well, adult role models, so that they know how to, what they can grow up and become.
These young people are our future. In order to win, not only do they have to be exceptionally talented intellectually, but they also have to demonstrate consistent care for others. And you can imagine that at some point when there's 100,000 of them in the country, what an incredible impact they can have.
Remember Jeff Weller from St. Michael's? He's folded his own James and Brian Jr. Building Dreams for Youth Foundation into the Carson Scholars Fund.
And it didn't take much for me to convince my advisory board to vote yes in order to fund Dr. Carson.
And about Jeff's son, Patrick, whose life was in Dr. Carson's hands 22 years ago.
Patrick is a graduate of Virginia Tech. He's an engineer. He works at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in the robotics laboratory. He services satellites in his group. So, Dr. Ben, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
In addition to the Carson Scholars Fund, there's the Ben Carson Reading Project to stimulate, encourage, and support early independent reading in elementary middle schools. The vision there is to lay the foundation for future academic success. The U.S. Department of Education recently reported that 61% of low-income families have no books for children in their homes, and more than 80% of preschool and after-school programs have no books at all. The Ben Carson Reading Project is designed to provide a lot of books, a minimum of 500, and a bright, inviting place within the school to read them. The Ben Carson Reading Project was created to encourage young students to discover the pleasure found in books. and to recognize the true power of learning. Dr. Carson believes that given the proper opportunities, all students can be motivated to strive for success. Since its inception, the Ben Carson Reading Project has grown to include 88 reading rooms in 12 states. And the children who participate in the reading program are showing improvement in reading comprehension and vocabulary. They're also developing a love for reading and learning.